This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Gura.
We have a new read on consumer sentiment from the University of Michigan, which surveys such things. Consumer sentiment went up in October to its highest level in more than 7 years. And the Commerce Department today released new data on new home construction this morning. Housing starts were up in September 6.3%. The director of the FBI, James Comey, is criticizing plans by companies including Apple and Google to use encryption technology that would make data on phones inaccessible to anyone, including law enforcement. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that story.
Apple and Google are moving to encryption technology that would make it impossible for them to share users' phone data with law enforcement, even if they wanted to. Speaking at the Brookings Institution, Comey says this means both technology and the law have outpaced the ability of law enforcement to do its job.
Those charged with protecting our people aren't always able to access the evidence we need to prosecute crime and prevent terrorism, even with lawful authority.
Google CEO Eric Schmidt has said law enforcement has itself to blame and that government surveillance excesses could cost U.S. companies their customers.
It's clear that the global community of internet users doesn't like being caught up in the U.S. surveillance dragnet.
Ginger McCall with the Electronic Privacy Information Center says sophisticated encryption is needed to protect consumers from non-government intrusion.
Any backdoor that the NSA or a law enforcement agency builds into an encryption mechanism can also be exploited by hackers in the U.S. and abroad.
Comey fears law enforcement is losing out as technology has outpaced the law. Companies are left in a difficult position to satisfy customers or law enforcement. I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.